Talking Newspaper Sport for January, compiled by Andrew Colomossi. Hello again, and welcome back to our monthly look at the sporting scene, although over the last few weeks the weather has unfortunately been the only real winner. First and foremost, however, we start by sending our best New Year wishes for 2023 to all you sports fans. As we say, there has been precious little sporting action to review this time, although inevitably our hardy fell runners contrived to beat the weather in pursuit of their sport. And congratulations to Chris Goddard of Tomberden Harriers, who triumphed in the annual Cragvale Christmas Score, an orienteering event that attracted a top-class field despite grim conditions. The setting was Withens Clough Reservoir, above Cragvale, and the event involved competitors, either solo or in pairs, reaching 17 control points on both sides of the reservoir under the watchful eye of Studley Pike. They had 2 hours to complete the task before returning to base at Cragvale Church, and Goddard was the only competitor to clock in at all 17 stations. He arrived back in Crag with just 2 minutes to spare and deservedly took first place ahead of Sam Watson from Wharfdale and Calder Valley's Jonathan Emberton. So, congratulations to Chris. Football now, and inevitably, perhaps, Woodhouse FC have suffered badly with the weather, all their West Riding Sunday League matches being called off. But the elements could not stop the action going ahead indoors at Tomberden Sports Centre, where players in the weekly walking football sessions continued to enjoy a slower-paced version of the beautiful game. The mixed gender sessions for the over 50s are run by Burnley FC in the community, the official charity of Burnley Football Club. Founded in 2016, the free of charge sessions consist of short ball drills followed by a rule discussion and then a series of 6 or 7 a-side games. Matches are, we are assured, non-competitive. The ball must stay below head height, rolling substitutions are allowed, and the coaches say the sessions provide the perfect environment for improving fitness, cardiovascular workouts, and, of course, meeting new people. And last year's walking footballers played a sponsored match which raised over £4,000 for UNICEF's Ukraine Emergency Appeal. Also, on the pedestrian agenda closer to home, Fernilee Primary School is the venue for the weekly sessions for Tomberden Tornadoes walking netball team. So, we can safely suggest that the 1960s instrumental Walk Don't Run could easily be the theme tune for these two local sports groups. Of course, the weather has not significantly affected professional sport, and let's take this opportunity to congratulate Burnley. Over the Christmas period, continued their pursuit of promotion from the Championship to the Premier League with wins over Birmingham, Stoke and Swansea. Those victories left Vincent Kompany's side on top of the table with a 3-point lead over Sheffield United and, more significantly, a healthy 14-point advantage over local rivals Blackburn in third place. The Claret's 3-match league programme in January sees them facing Coventry and West Brom at home and Millwall away, so there is every reason to hope that they will press home their advantage in the coming weeks. After the victory over promotion-chasing Swansea, one national newspaper writer saluted the Clarets for their capacity to win matches without being at their best, a priceless commodity in a promotion challenge. So let's just hope Company's men can keep up the good work and Premier League football will be back at Turf Moor next season. A happy new year indeed.